former director of player personnel with the Tampa Bay Bucks and GM of the Chicago Bears, Jerry Angelo, joins us here on The Fan. Jerry, Jordan McDonald and Gary Myers in New York. How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon, guys. Good to be with you.
Hey, Jerry. So our Syracuse Orange men playing a huge game against Notre Dame today. I want to tell the people that this is how old Jerry is. That when I was a sophomore at Syracuse, he was on the coaching staff, and that's what.
You're old as dirt, so
I
Jerry,
know.
I'm sorry.
Everybody knows I'm old, but Jerry and I have been very good friends ever since then, and somebody I've kept in touch with over the years. And so, Jerry, I just want to start off asking you: the Jets have been linked to Le'Veon Bell for the last few days after he decided not to report. And chances are he'll be changing teams next year. If you're a general manager now and Le'Veon Bell's on the market, and maybe you want to project yourself as the Jets GM, are you attracted to him? Are you scared off because of what he just did by sitting out the year? What are the thoughts that would be going through your mind?
Well, I wouldn't be scared of what went on this year, although it's unusual. You know, it makes sense. I think that he's going to have a strong market in the off season, and there'll be teams that obviously will be aggressively going after him. Obviously, the Jets make a lot of sense given their situation. There are other teams that will be in the mix, but I don't think anybody's going to be scared off. You know, based on what he did, although it's unusual. You know, there's. You know, they have a plan. You know, they just didn't do this without thinking through things. I'm sure he's gotten some information, some feelers out there, what type of marketplace it'll be for him, and they feel pretty comfortable about their situation.
Jerry, along those lines, you probably don't want to – you're going to try and gather information on a young man. And you're probably not going to want to ask someone who was in the mix of the mess in Pittsburgh this year because there may be some charged feelings and the like. Who would you turn to? Someone who was with him in Pittsburgh previously but wasn't there this year? Would you go back as far as his college days? If you want to get the measure of the young man, where do you get that information if not from his team that he's just left?
Well, I think pretty much that's an open book, right? We know... you know, what he did in Pittsburgh, he's had some issues. I don't think anything was acute or looks chronic by any means. You know, there are coaches that have been in Pittsburgh that are no longer there. I'm sure whoever is very motivated will reach out just to find out as much as they can, what's underneath the hood, so to speak, behind-the-scenes stuff. But I don't think any of that is going to impact his value in the offseason. He's not perfect, but few are. And I think they're going to base it on, what they feel is in the best interest of their football team in terms of talent.
Jerry, what about the year off? Running back who's averaged over 300 touches during the course of his career, can it actually be beneficial that he'll come into next season with completely fresh legs, or will you be concerned that a year off, maybe he's lost a step?
No, Gary, I would look at it as a positive. You know, his running style is unique. He's not relying on speed. He's a slasher. He's an excellent inside the tackle runner, which you look for in all backs. And, no, I think the year off probably did him good. I would look at it as a strong point, not a weak one.
Jerry Angelo, our guest here on The Fan. Jerry, let me ask about one of your former teams, Bears. A bit of a surprise that things have come together as quickly for them as they can. Trubisky's played well. Nagy's system seems to be working there. They make the big acquisition for a huge defensive piece in season. Is this team good enough to hang in and win this very difficult division?
You know, I don't think that I thought the division was going to be more difficult. It looks like the Lions and the Packers are going to struggle this year. It's going to come down to them in Minnesota. It's going to be a really good game this week when the two get together. Bears really need to win this game because it's a home game, and they're certainly talented enough to do that. So no, they're the real deal. I see two teams coming out of the NFC North, and two teams coming out of the NFC South. So I think they're definitely going to be a playoff team, given what they've done, and they just have to finish it out.
Jerry, it's a really sensitive situation here with the Giants. And Jody, by the way, Jerry used to, way back when, in the Parcells days, was a scout for the Giants. But it's a really sensitive situation here, Jerry, with Eli Manning. And in my opinion, he's clearly a player with diminishing skills that probably will not be the quarterback here next year. But if you're the Giants, how do you make this transition now? Do you want him around next year to tutor a potential first-round pick that they might take? Or do you feel you need to make a clean break? And how hard is it to, a player who's played his entire career here and won his two Super Bowls, how hard is that for an organization to say goodbye?
Well, obviously, Gary, it's difficult because the Giants have been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years. I'm a big Eli fan. I think he's had an incredible career, a Hall of Fame career. But it's time. When something's obvious, everybody sees it. How they transition, do they keep him, bring in, as you're saying, a young quarterback, and have Eli wean him into the system? I really can't answer that. I'm sure they'll talk it through and make the best decision. But obviously, they need to have somebody, in the bullpen. It's probably going to come through the draft in all likelihood. I think that situation will resolve itself. But Eli knows, Gary. He knows where he is. I wouldn't be surprised at all if at the end of the season he just retires.
Jerry, two-part question, and the first one's an easy one. It's a yes or no, and then it would lend itself to my second part of the question. Can we agree that the NFL, through its rule changes and enforcement rules over the last 2, 5, 10 years, has put a major emphasis on offense over defense?
I wouldn't look at it offense over defense. I would look at it more safety. And because of that, the offense is going to fare better.
Okay, then here's the second part of my question. It still fits, even though I thought it was a simple yes, but that's fine. You did a nice qualified answer. Knowing that safety / offense is the way, the direction that the league is headed in, as a head of personnel, guy making the decision, general manager and the like, would you attempt to put more assets, spend more money, free agent, big-time gambles, high draft picks, into defense, knowing how difficult it is? Or would you just say, hey, you can't win that fight. The rules in the league are saying it's all about offense. I got to put all my chips into the offensive pile.
No, I think that's an easier question from a yes or no perspective. Yes, I would definitely put my money into the defense. You've got to play good defense. If you can play good defense, you're going to be in the game. The game's going to go into the fourth quarter. You look at Minnesota, they're a prime example of that, particularly what they did last year. And there have been other, other teams. When I was with the Giants, our defense was stellar. We had a really good quarterback in Phil Simms, won a Super Bowl with him. 1992, won another Super Bowl with Jeff Hostetler. You've got to play defense. Anybody that gets in, into the playoffs and gets into that last game got there because of their defense too. You can't play around defense. And if you don't have a franchise quarterback, and how many franchise quarterbacks are there? Maybe 5 or 6 in any given year, in any given era. Well, the only winning formula, if you don't have one, is to play defense and special teams. That historically has been a blueprint for success, even to the point, and you can look at the Ravens, particularly in the Ray Lewis years, they won two, based off of that formula. That is really the formula that you have to have to compete and to sustain winning in the NFL today.
And Jerry, last thing here, What's been your impressions of Sam Darnold, and do you think that the Jets have handled him correctly this year? You know, starting him from the opening game of the season. Now he missed the last game with a foot injury, and they have a bye this week. But do you subscribe to the theory that you have to play these guys right away?
Gary, I never used to. You know, I go way back when you drafted a quarterback in the first round, and this was prior to free agency. It was just a given, and you know this, you would sit him at least a year or two, right?
Right.
If you know, he'd probably be starting in his third year. You always wanted to give the quarterback as much of a learning curve as you can. Well, that's changed. Free agency has changed that. The monies have changed that. And people have had to adjust. The good news is these quarterbacks are coming out more NFL-ready than in the old days. And, you know, if you asked me that question 10 years ago, I would have said, no, you know, I'm more old school, but now you've got a plan. These guys are up to speed. I think Darnold clearly proved in the preseason that he was the Jets' best hope to winning, particularly at that position. So it's a call. These kids are young. They're going to go through the learning curve. You just got to help them, though. You know, coaching, supporting cast, they can't develop and they can't progress unless you can protect them. That's the key. That would be my biggest concern. You don't want them to get gun shy. And so you've got to do a good job of balancing that. And, you know, the teams that do win, but very, very difficult.
Jerry, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on, sharing some knowledge with us today. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Take care, guys. Enjoy being with you.